Yesu yewezi mabu Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Musibyo mutia muri njali ya mukama wafu Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya.
And how is life?
Obulamu bulungi.
Is life good?
Amen.
Amen.
Buliza ku Muganda.
Greet us with your neighbor. You greeted them. You must move around. Greet of the one far from you. You only greet that one who is neighboring you every day.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Well,
let's come back in our seats. That we can move on to see schemes of Satan. Let's move on to see schemes of the devil unto God and his church. Thank you for coming, all of you. And thank you
for
preparing time to keep filling up the life.
You
know, many time we move on to be in the word of life. We move on to fill our life. The day you will check out of this body, and truly your life has gotten filled up. Our Lord Jesus spoke in John 10:11. When you get from verse 10, he says that the thief Satan, he came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But he came that they may have life. A life which is complete. Do you think when and how does it feel? When does that life get filled up?
Do
you think your life has really gotten filled up? If you still hold any way of that evil spirit in you, or the evil thoughts in you, or the acts not worthy, your life is not yet full. But the more we wash out the evil thoughts through the word, that's why it speaks, it's the word of life.
He
told the apostles in John 6,
verse
3 to 65, that you too go. You
two,
are you going to leave me and go? He said, no. It's you alone with the words of life, where else can we go? They still needed to fill up.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we fight to fill our life. There are others in the world reducing their life.
They
reduce it till they check out of the body.
And
they are not worthy to be in the eternal life.
For
their life will be a small portion, half.
And
that enables them to be in hell and in the lake of fire. For their people out eating up their lives. And they tell us they are going out to eat their life. They eat, consume their life.
God
has helped us, we've come to gather life. We have come to gather life.
At
the time we shall check from this body, and life is filled up. It can outlive forever. That we call eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And move on to glorify the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit for that word.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, and the Bible reader, Teacher James. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are a ministry known as the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
We
best here to reach you knowing the schemes of Satan
unto
God and his church,
or unto
God's people.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In that aspect, It's far indeed we've been looking at those schemes. And we separated the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of the devil and his works of unrighteousness.
And
we introduce some of what lightens you about the right Christ and his church. And the false Christ and their charges. But
anything
which winds up which you still see.
And
we separate the spirit of God and his works of
righteousness
from the spirit of Satan and his works of unrighteousness. We are sick with the spirit of Satan, or the evil spirit of Satan, which is in the form of the beast, which fights humanity to shift him from the image of God to become into an unusual animal. Yet the Holy Spirit tries to see. And we get restored to the true image of God. Praise Jesus so much. We have been seeing that image which God showed to King Nebuchadnezzar. That image shows us who we are made in the image of God. Yet we've been seeing this lined up right from the head, right from the human head, where we saw the spirit of Satan, which is in the form of the lion, and it has wings,
roaring,
seeking whom to devour.
And
we saw the fought to possess the human head.
And
he can be used by the evil spirit.
Yet
we looked in the Acts 2. Even the Holy Spirit wants to join together with our spirit. Still he passes our heads to lead us in the ways of God. Give us in the true image of God.
Look
at the chest and the arms, we saw there the hearts. And we saw that that part is of silver. And
we saw
the spirit of the devil appearing there is in the form of the bear. And it holds three ribs in its mouth. Remember that out of one rib they made Eve. The body of Eve.
Adam.
And that rib was gotten from Adam.
So,
and we discovered the three ribs.
Satan
is looking for the father, mother, and the children to capture their hearts. That's why that beast is lined up where there is the chest and the arms. And so, seeing how they are contending for the hearts. And the Holy Spirit encourages us to believe God with our hearts and to open our hearts unto the living God. Yet Satan too fights for the hearts. We ended up and we saw from the belly on this image
to
reaching the thighs. And there is of bronze. It was the kingdom of the Greek, which appeared in the form of the leopard. The leopard with spots, and with foreheads, and with wings.
Because
God explained well why that beast, or the Greek kingdom, was reigned over the spirit of the devil appearing in the form of a leopard and its field of the spots. Why it lined up right from the belly to the thighs. And we looked according to Jeremiah 13. Where we saw God opened up the scar to show us the dangerous part.
It's
most of the spots on this world, the private parts, and how it's used every form of worldly things,
whether
there is immorality of every type, whether there is homosexuality, the man and the man, Because is the woman and woman. Those who have relations with the animals and things like that.
So many things
that spirit creates many sports. This day, we look from the knees
and
to the ankles.
That
portion is of iron.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus so much. This day.
On
the image which is in the human image, which King Nebuchadnezzar saw, we look right from the knees to the ankles, what's known as the feet.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You know the toes and the feet, these are different. Now the feet, it's from the knees to the ankle here.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now
down there they are the toes.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But that part, it's of iron. That kingdom, it was called the Roman Empire. And the fourth beast, the spirit of the devil in the fourth version.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Right from the knees to the ankles. Let's call it the feet. And they're of iron. This was the kingdom of the Romans, or the Roman Empire. With the spirit of the devil which reigned over them, or which still reigns over them,
in
form of the fourth beast, and it is like a leopard. It has the three portions upon it. It has the likeness of a leopard. It has a bear. It has the lion.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now
we want to look at that word. Here, what they move and look majorly upon. What we
are
going to focus much on. They try to pervert the destiny of the saints. To fight our journey of heaven.
This is
where this spirit is focused on the human feet. Give you of some samples. We told in the first hymn of the 6 and verse 7. We are told like this.
First hymn of
the 6:7.
Kubanga tetwaleta kintu munsi. Kubanga tuyinza kujja mu kintu. Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We have our journey we came from.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. According to Philippians 3:20, Bible shows we came from heaven. Now we have a journey we are on to. But the kingdom of that beast, the spirit of the devil in the fourth version,
which
first appeared in what's known as the Roman Empire,
and
what began much to fight that our journey, of heaven.
And
though in the same times the Roman Empire reigned, or it reigned, our gospel which Moses showed us our home is heaven was
passed
out.
But
the battle of capturing the human movement moved on. Most people may see this beast lined up on the feet.
Most
spirit of the devil lined up on the human feet. But the major word within that word
is
to fight our journey, the journey of heaven. The Bible says we are strangers on this world. Only way we shall be able to fight with that word, fight with the spirit of Satan, to be able to go home back in heaven. If we remember the feet of the righteous, they will be led by the Lord. They are led by the Lord. The steps of the righteous This spirit line up on the feet. Wants to live the destiny of a human being. To shift him from the track of the journey of heaven. To pervert their ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So going to grab in Solonga is Simbia or Bigger and
feet lined up on the feet and you wonder what is this? What meaning is right here? Here, the
journey
of heaven made the greatest battles here. But before I move on much to explain there, I want us to get back to first see the image of Nebuchadnezzar.
And
we bring those beasts, order them, and we see. Then we get explained of the meaning we focused on here. Why this evil spirit of Satan, which is like a beast,
which
lined upright on the human feet, to
perfect
the righteousness with the righteous with things, with things which are not worthless. The human journey to totally pervert it. To narrow the journey which heads on to heaven. And the rich tell us the way to heaven is very narrow. And those who see are very few.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
the beast to line up at the human feet. It has secret the spiritual world what it means to pervert the ways of a human being. Let's first order this beast and we see according to Daniel 2
starting
from verse 31.
Daniel 2 from verse
31.
Gwe, ayi kabaka, watunula, era, lava. Ekifaananyi ekinene, ekifaananyi ekyo eky'amaanyi, eky'amasaamasa ennyo nnyini, ne kiyimirira mu maaso go, n'engeri yaakyo ya ntiisa. 32. Ekifaananyi ekyo omutwe gwakyo gwa zaabu nungi, ekifuba kyakyo n'emikono gyakyo bya ffeeza, olubuto lwakyo n'ebisambi byakyo bya kikomo, amagulu gaakyo ga kyuma.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much. Its feet are of iron. They
yes,
are of
he
iron. Praise Jesus so much. Here is where we are seeing. Where there is the feet of iron.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. This was the fourth kingdom.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. The kingdom was represented by this beast. According to Daniel 7, starting from verse 1.
Daniel esule yomusambu, nolu njiri yolusoka. Daniel esule yomusambu, nolu njiri yolusoka.
Daniel 7 from verse 1.
Mumwako kogoro bereberie, ogwa Belusaza, kabaka we Babuloni. Daniel narote chiroto. N'omutwe gwe bye gwayolesebwa ku kitanda kye. N'alyoka awandiika ekirooto n'ayatula ebigambo nga bikattibwa wamu. Olunya olw'okubiri. Danyeri n'ayogera nti, natunuulira mu ebyo bye nayolesebwa ekiro, era laba, empewo ez'omu ggulu ennya ne ziwamatuka ku nnyanja ennene. Olunya olw'okusatu. N'ensolo nnya ennene ne ziva mu nnyanja. Nezirinya, ezitafanana zokka na zokka.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus so much.
Yarabe nsolo nyanga ziva mu nyanja.
Four beasts come out of the sea.
Zifanagana mu ngeri ez'enjawulo.
And they appeared in different images.
Naye jukira ensolo zino.
You remember these beasts.
Tugambibwa okuba nti ziva mu nyanja.
To be coming out of the sea.
Ekitegeeza nti ziva mu nyanja.
Doesn't mean they come from the physical waters.
Anga tuzze tusoma ekigambo ekyo.
We have been studying that word.
Ku bikulire sura 17.
In Revelation 17.
Sura 15.
Verses 15.
Ti amazzi amangi ge warabira.
That the many waters you saw.
Omwezi kwatudde n'ensolo.
Where the adversary sits with the beasts.
Bye bikane ennimi n'amawanga.
These are the clans, nations, the languages.
So,
omoyo guno ogwa Satani ogulabikira mu ngeri eyo. Spirit of Satan appearing in the form of the beast.
Ugolokoka wakati mu bwakabaka bw'abaana
ba. Arise from the midst of the kingdom of men.
Era ne kutandika okukoza abaana abajeemu.
Began to use the rebellious children.
Tuvula banga mu Efeso suli
yokubiri. That's why in the Ephesians 2.
Obunyolisoka paka olwokubiri.
Verses 1 and 2.
Nti gwe moyo ogukoza mu baana abajeemu.
The spirit working in the children of disobedience.
Ugolokoka masekati gaba.
It awakes from the midst of the people. We first saw all the first beasts up there. The beast like the lion. Read and we hear verse 4.
Daniel 7 verses
4.
Yes,
we have
praise that. Jesus so much. The first beast appeared like the lion.
Understood
how Satan moves lower like a lion.
He's
lower seeking for whom to devour. But we saw the kingdom which is the beast which lived in the kingdom of the Babylonians. The spirit of the devil in that version. In that image which King Nebuchadnezzar saw. That's the golden head you see. Satan loved much possess human heads.
Then
and they said that beast, they saw it till the wings were torn off and it stood up like a human being. Spirit which uses people, it's the human beings. And they walk with 2 feet.
Yet,
inside what uses them and drives them in the spirit in form of
an
animal. And uses them to things of an unusual animal.
Moses
don't tell us the second beast was like this.
Daniel 7 verses
5.
Era lava ensole indala eyokubiri yalinganga dubu era yali egulumizibwa kulubirizi rumu. Nembirizi satu zali mukamakayo amanyo ngagazi kutte ne bagigamba bwebati ntigolokoka olye nyama ennyingi.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Ensoro enubo omoyo gwa Satan.
This spirit of Satan,
obwakabaka bwa Satan,
the kingdom of Satan,
buli mu ngeri yeddubu,
which is in the form of a bear,
bubwa busimbye.
It was there in the era of the Medo-Persians. And it focused much at the human heart. Based on the chest and the arms. As the image King Nebuchadnezzar saw.
And
that's where there's the chest and the arms of silver. The third beast we last saw.
Daniel 7
verses 6.
Oluvanyuma lwebyo n'entunula era laba endala ng'engo eyalina ebiwawaatiro ebina eby'ennyonyi ku mabega gaayo era ensolo yalina n'emitwe ena n'eweebwa okufuga.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Twalaba omwoyo gwa Satani mu bazoro.
The spirit of the devil in the fashion of the leopard. The kingdom of the Greek. Right from the belly to the thighs.
We
saw the troubles of immorality right there. Every worthless act. But this fourth piece, where we focus much today, he speaks like this.
Daniel 7
verse 7. Praise Jesus so much. That the fourth beast was very different, was very threatening, very terrifying and frightening. They told us the fourth beast was the fourth kingdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Remember, we saw the three types of the kingdoms.
All the three empires.
We have the Babylon Empire. We have the Medo-Persians.
And we have the Greek Empire. Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But the next empire there,
represented
the fourth beast, the spirit of the devil in that version,
known as the Roman Empire.
But it was shown that that Roman Empire, it will reign till the day of judgment.
It
means it's never phased out up to now, it's raining. But it's what's lined up right there on the image of a human being. It's lined up on the feet, right from the knees, reaching the ankles.
But remember,
beginning of this beast and its existence, that the spirit of the devil here, it fought and marched to pervert the human ways. This is the era when the kingdom of heaven was preached much, where the apostle John the Baptist was
bathed.
Explained from those days, the kingdom of God was forced, the kingdom of heaven.
And
those who entered had to enter by force. Human destiny, they moved on to pervert it. That peace reached the rightful place where the light had come from.
Israel,
and it conquered there. That we call the Roman
Empire.
According to Daniel 7, verse 23,
tell
us the fourth beast is the kingdom. Let's read and we hear.
Daniel 7, verse
23. Praise Jesus so much. He said that the fourth beast, it will be the fourth kingdom. Remember, it's the kingdom of the devil,
Satan,
and it's the spirit of Satan, which appears in midst of people. Right from the Babylonian kingdom,
we saw
another kingdom of the Medo-Persians.
We
also saw the Greek kingdom
or
the Greek Empire. Till we saw again the Roman Empire.
So
that too is what the Lord Jesus found.
According
to what is spoken of the Roman Empire, which appeared in the beast, the spirit of the devil, and it appeared through this beast, which is with a rare appearance, not like those which were before. In explaining in verse 24, God explains this on this issue.
Daniel 7:24. Namayemba age kumi, mubwakabaka obo, muliva bakabaka kumi, abali gorokoka, no mulala alibadirira.
Yes, he was
even praise Jesus so much. This beast was shown with 10 horns and 7 heads.
It differs
from the beast we saw before. What most important after we ordered this beast and understood it,
was
the spirit of the devil in the fourth version. We are going to look why it had lined up on the feet.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We don't take it up, we
expect you understand me well. Most things on the beast we got explained already.
So
we explained everything before.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus so
much.
The most thing I want you to move, get explained. This kingdom of the devil was shown.
Was
a version of the spirit of Satan. In the form of the beast with seven heads and the ten horns and spirit with the spots of the leopard. It was marked that it was to live to reign till the coming of Jesus Christ.
It
means the Roman Empire has never been phased out, it's still raining. But the problem is to know how is it raining.
All
that is what we are going to move on now. Let's move on verse 25, we know.
Daniel, the Sule Yomusamu, no Lunidi or Rabbi Munya.
Daniel 7, verse
24. No Mulada, Aliba Dirida, Aligorokoka. Natal Fanana, Gabulu Biri, Naya Rijao Bakabaka Basatu, Rabbi Mutan. Erario Gera Ebigambe Bibi, Erio Yaliwa Gurenio. Erari Teganya Abatukuvoyo, Aliwa Gurenio. Erari Rosa Okuanji Sevisera, Namateka. Era biliweebwayo mu mukono gwe okutuusa ekiseera n'ebiseera n'ekitundu ky'ekiseera bwe biriggwaawo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Agamba nti mu bwakabaka obwo
in that kingdom
obw'ensolo y'okuna
of the fourth beast
version y'omwoyo gwa Satan
the version of the spirit of Satan
y'okuna
the fourth version
nga gusinziira mu Roman Empire
versus the Roman Empire
esimbidde ddala ku lined
up the human image on the feet
to
pervert the journey of the
saints,
never to get back the kingdom of heaven. That's why you heard them say that there will be a king who will trouble much the saints. Oppress them to destroy their journey. In the beginning, I told you that our journey
came
from heaven and we meant to get back there.
But
this to line up on the feet down
involves
to pervert the journey of the saints,
involves
to totally make our ways
lost,
the way heading us back to heaven.
And it
involves to remind us.
When
Jesus came back to remind us of the way, the truth, and the life,
until
this beast, the Roman Empire, was reigning, the spirit of Satan, praise Jesus so much. But they have told us, even changing of times will happen, even the laws of the world, that already began.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Yeah,
it already began. For in Africa, which would have been 187. Don't you see, they change the time.
But
right now, when it is 10, you put 4. Now, do we understand well?
When
it is meant to be 3, there is 9.
In
the rightful studying, do you understand? And you go learn the right 9 like this.
Then
you rather find 3, you call it 9. Now that is there.
See,
the existence of this beast is to live to the coming of Jesus. When we speak of beast, no, we speak of spirit of Satan. Kingdom of Satan reigning the people, human beings.
But
when we speak of the fourth version, the fourth beast, it's lined upright at the feet.
To pervert
the journey of the saints,
to
confuse the journey of people all who come under the sun, never accept them get back the kingdom of heaven.
This
in Daniel finishing saying this.
Daniel 7:26.
Daniel 7:26. Nayo musango gulibawo era bali mujjako kufuga kwe okukumalawo n'okukuzikiriza okutuusa enkomerero.
Owulidde ekiriwo
omusango
guliberawo. kugamba kooti ejja kutuula okusala emisango mu ggulu kubeerewo
kitegeeza
ensula eno version eyokuna omwoyo ogwa sitaani ogwalabikira mu Roman
Empire
ogusimbira ddala ku kifaananyi ku bigere by'omuntu okukyamya olugendo lwe olw'eggulu we ogulina okutuusa kati okuva ku Roman Empire lwe yatandika emyaka gyadda
Many years.
Empire to lose that your vow.
Don't you think the Roman Empire phased out?
Yes, chusa chusa.
It just changed.
Nerete chifana.
And it brought its image.
Bachita Roman Catholic Church.
It's called the Roman Catholic Church.
Echuchiko za madini
agengerizo. One has made all forms of religions in it.
Irati atusino kutonda oburoko
zibwa ato wechiya. And it reached to create its false salvation. Just as we're going to be explained. All versions it keeps changing. It's targeting one to pervert the journey of the saints. Everyone coming under the sun.
Then
the head on the journey get back to heaven. That's why it's lined up at the feet. But it's the spiritual world. You know why it's the spiritual world?
Bible
says that the devil will crush will bite our heels as we crush his head.
Now
you think you'll come bite your heels physical?
Not at all.
But the human generation get back home in heaven.
Then
thieves get back to their home country.
Then
after biting this hill,
your
journey of heaven is perverted. Never let the captive get back home in heaven.
You
first understood it in Genesis 3, where the battle began of holding the human destiny. The spirit of the devil has focused much on that battle. Let's read in the Genesis
3.
Genesis 3:15.
Genesis 3:15. Nango obulabe n'abuteekanga wakati wo n'omukazi. Era ne wakati w'ezzadde lyo n'ezzadde ly'omukazi. Ezzadde ly'omukazi lirikubetenta omutwe. Naawe oliribetenta ekisinziiro.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga twagambye nti ensolo eno eyokuna esimbire ddala okuva amavivi we ddala.
The fourth beast lines up where the feet are, right from the knees.
Unto
the ankles.
Pervert
your journey where you came from.
Read
the offspring of the woman Eve. Brush the head of Satan.
It's
to kill the plans of the crafty. Not to accept and fulfill what he plans.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we, as we kill those plans,
he
twists on our feet, saying, you don't get back home in heaven.
He
perverts the ways of the human being. Most people see an image like that.
They
wonder, what is this?
Why
did that kingdom appear in those beasts? It lined up on the human image in the different ways, in the different places. What meaning?
Now,
meaning is what we bring it out today.
Let's
explain in Genesis 3:15. Satan, as we crush his head,
kills
plans of the crafty Satan.
Not
accepting fulfill what is planned. He says the hills, the human destiny, I hold it. They shouldn't get back to heaven.
And
Bible quotes of him in Isaiah 14, verse
17.
Never let the captive get back home in heaven. Let's read and we hear.
Isaiah 14,
verse 17.
Eyazisanga ensi yonna n'asula ebibuga byamu, atatanga basibebe okudde ewaabwe.
Tata muntu yenna
never lets any person.
Kugamba yewe akwata akasinziiro
ogendo lwo. The hills that your journey. Remember, we are strangers on this world. Daniel put the feet every person coming under the sun. Don't accept them, move a step back to heaven. This spirit of Satan in the fourth version. It's where the kingdom of the Romans based. The spirit came and its best what concerns the human destiny. For in the exact season when the Lord Jesus was born, tell us our home is in heaven and our Father is in heaven. Then based on the feet to hold them never get back to heaven.
So that I must be good.
Let a captive get back to their home country. How we had Philippians 3:20 that truly our home is in heaven. Never let a captive get back there.
And
tries to see you get destroyed in hell.
So
now this beast to line up on the human feet. Or beast which is extremely dangerous. Which is it will crash. He said the devil will do what? Will bite your heel.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
You
know how that journey has been all long.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
But,
like they have told us on this beast. He said it never appeared like the former beast. At least let's get off the way it appears. Though we've been seeing all that.
We've
briefly gotten back to Daniel 7.
Daniel is Sule Yomusango. Daniel
7:7.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ntunula mu ebyo bye nayolesebwa ekiro. Era laba, ensolo ey'okuna ey'entiisa era ey'obuyinza era ey'amaanyi amangi ennyo. Era yalina amannyo amanene ag'ekyuma. Yalya n'emenyaamenya n'esambirira ebyasigalawo n'ebigere byalyo. Era teyafaanana ng'ensolo zonna ezaagisooka. Era yalina amayembe 10.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
And so no yalina amayembe 10.
This beast had 10 horns.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So tuagala tujetegereze ifana media.
Look at it how it appears.
And so leno
this beast
era moyo gwa Satan
and the spirit of Satan.
Muvazoni yagwe yokona
in the fourth version of it.
Ugwata kokurabisiba mu bakabaka ba Roman Empire.
Which began to appear in the Roman Empire.
Yagata version is over Kabaka Ryoba Guru.
Join the first three versions of the kingdoms before.
When
they explain the book of Revelations, Revelation
13,
they showed us it has the part of the lion, and of the bear, and of the leopard.
Let's
read Revelation 13, we see.
Revelation
13 from verse 1.
Neguyimirira ku musenyu gw'ennyanja. N'endaba ensolo ng'eva mu nnyanja erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7. Ne ku mayembe gaayo nga kuliko engule 10. Ne ku mitwe gyayo amannya ag'obuvuzi.
Yes, he was
great. Praise Jesus so much.
Adamu ne batulaga ensolo eno.
He showed us again this beast.
Ng'erina emitwe 7.
And it has 7 heads.
N'amayembe 10.
And the 10 horns.
And
there in Daniel 7:7, we are not seeing the rightful appearance of this beast, how it
is.
As God gave us a rhythm which gathers, to lighten, to bring the full light. Revelation saw how it appears. Revelation 13 explained us saying it appears like this. Revelation 13 verses 2.
N'ensolo gye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo. N'ebigere byayo ng'ebyeddubu. N'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma.
Yes, he was great.
Praise Jesus so much. When you look at that entire image,
ensolo eno ey'okuna,
this fourth beast.
It's
the same spirit of Satan. Just
showing
the first three versions before. Let's get back when you narrow that image.
But you
have said the fourth beast. And the head of the lion. I think that's the first version up. In the era of the Babylonian Empire. The feet of the fourth beast. They're like of the bear. It's the version of the spirit of Satan. Which appeared in the era of the kingdom of the Medo-Persian Empire. And they told us the greatest portion remaining spots of the leopard and appears like a leopard. Version of the spirit of the devil which appeared still in the form of a leopard in the Greek Empire.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Here we tell you what. This one joined the entire version of Satan. Placing the feet to possess the entire human being. The parts from the head. Right from the head, chest. And the arms. The belly and the thighs, the knees and the ankles, which we call the feet, and even the toes down. This one joins them up and reigns over a human being in the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
what we want to explain most in this time, why is this beast lined up on the feet to pervert the journey of the saints and is not going back to heaven?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Here is how we move explain
you understand in the spiritual world what it means. The beast to line up on the human feet. This is the beast of the spirit of Satan.
Appeared to the beginning of the Roman Empire.
In the BC. But it means in those days,
Roman Empire
reached in the Israel to reign over there. And it governed over there. That's why our Lord Jesus explained. Right from the days of John the Baptist, kingdom of heaven was being fought much. You had to forcibly enter it.
But the
John of the saints was empowered more. Let's read in Matthew. Matthew 11, verses 12.
Okuva ku biro bya Yokana omubatize okutuusa leero obwakabaka obw'omuggulu buwaguzibwa n'abawaguza babunyaga lw'amaanyi.
Yesu
praise Jesus so much.
Okuva mu biro eby'omuweereza ono Yokana omubatize
from the era of the servant John the Baptist.
Ate munenge nno n'abaali bagenda muggulu baali tebakyasobola
kugenda. Even those who had to go to heaven were no more going there.
Kubanga
for in the Israel where we would have thought out of there would have come people to go to heaven. What surprises that the beast of the Roman Empire, the kingdom of the Roman Empire,
and
the spirit of the devil filled of spots like the leopard and even the feet of the bear, destroying the father, mother, and the child, the head of a lion,
to sit
and moves lowering, seeking for whom to devour, reached to reign within even Israel.
The eras
of John the Baptist go beyond. Truly to force a spot that you enter heaven. It was a battle. And you forcefully advance in that.
And they say,
those days up to now. Now the same beast.
The spirit
of the devil passed through the Roman Empire.
Get
the destiny of the saints. Not going back to heaven.
Ero kulungamizibwa kwa mutukirivu kwagenda maso n'okufuna obuzibu bwa
bana. Even of the same God, it's very serious problem.
Nga okudayo wamwe mukulu kisikintu
kyangu. Back to your home in heaven is not something easy.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Obula bwobo tunulidde.
But when you look,
aba wakuzanga.
Those who post they were very few. That's why God began to say in the Hebrew of Jeremiah. You know when Prophet Jeremiah was there? We were in the Babylon Empire. The Hebrews were existing. But still in those days they say to enter God's kingdom was very hard. The kingdom of heaven. When the father complained and he said, don't pray for the one who dies neither the one who goes. But weep because they have not made it back to their home country. Let's read and we hear. Jeremiah 22:10.
Temukabira maziga oye yafa.
So yafa.
Temukabira maziga oye yafa. So temumukungu bagira. Naye mumukabire nyonyini ya maziga oye agenda. Kubanga tachada na te. So taliraba. Nsi ye wawe.
Yes, ye maziga.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omanyiru norugendo.
You know this journey? Which brought us from heaven to this world. In the body we say we move by feet. But in the spiritual world, we move with faith. But that was which was first beaten much. For we don't walk to follow the body. We walk by faith.
But
we
say,
bring you on the feet according to how this beast stands.
See,
your journey in the spiritual world, what did it to
eat?
Those under the sun, a few of them can make it back to heaven. When Satan reached the era of the Roman Empire, he based much on the journey of heaven back to heaven and he did that he
eats
much.
You
know, the problem is the season when he was chased from heaven. The season when he chased Satan and his angels from heaven. And it would be tried much. Through the Roman Empire. Move on, hinder those going back to heaven. All generations people have passed under the sun. They have been in that journey. But
it's hard
to discover it when you reach under the sun. But
we
read in Hebrews 11. First discover that Abraham to discover they were strangers on the world. But when you discover that your journey is not something easy. Let's read in Hebrews. Hebrews 11 from verse
8. Ibrahim boyayitibwa naulira nokugenda nagenda mu kifo kya yali agenda okuwebwa okuba obusika. Nawai navayo ngatamanyi gya agenda. Olunyolo omwenda. Olwokukiriza nabera ngo mugenyi munsi eyasubizibwa ngetali yiye. Ngasula muweema wamu ne Isaka ne Yakobo basika banne ab'okusuubizibwa okwo. Olunya olw'ekkumi. Kubanga yalindirira ekibuga kiri ekirina emisingi Katonda kye yakuba kye yazimba. Olunya olw'ekkumi n'olumu. Olw'okukkiriza era ne Saala yennyini
Yesu yabaziwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Abaali banoonya bo okuva edda mu nsi muno.
Those who thought right from the
Olugendo lwabwe nga lwakudda mu ggulu gye baava. Lwaki bino byonna tubikomezzaawo ku katono nga tusoma ensolo eno
ey'okuna
eyalabikira mu Roman
Empire,
omwoyo gwa Setaani,
the spirit of Satan.
Kukireese kubanga gusimbidde ddala ku bigere
by'omuntu. In the spiritual world, there is a great meaning here.
It's
focused much on your journey, the journey of heaven. Where you came from, even when you started the prayer, you say your father is in heaven.
But
you discover how you get back and how you came here.
It came
very hard ever since the Roman Empire began to reign. And before it was very hard. But here it grew extremely hard.
BC yonna.
You know why the entire BC?
Tugamba nti abaali mutebasingana nnyo buzibu.
We saw those who were there, they didn't find a problem.
Baalina chance.
They had one chance.
Ne webagwa mugenda Yesu agenda.
Oh, they fall in hell. Jesus was to go there.
Anababuulira enjiri ne bava.
And he preached to them, they would get out.
Naye gwe olwaleero.
But you today.
Ani anaakuggyayo?
Who will get you out of there?
Ebintu nno katikati kumanya nti bino ebiro bizibu
nnyo. Know that these seasons are not easy.
Tuvula mukama waffe Yesu yatulabula n'agamba.
That's why Jesus warned and told us.
Nti okukkiriza kwammwe kulina singa ab'emirembe egiri.
Faith has to surpass those of the olden eras.
Lwaki?
Why?
Kubanga ab'emirembe egiri abaagwayo mugenda Yesu yagerayo namala ennaku ssatu.
Fell in hell going, Jesus went there for 3 days.
N'ababuulira enjiri.
And he preached to them.
Ab'emirembe gya BC.
Those of the eras of the BC.
Era abaavaayo baavaayo.
And those who came out, came out.
Naye gwe olwaleero ne
bakutanda.
N'ogeza ogwayo.
They fall down there.
Mugeyena.
In hell.
Nga kiwedde olinda nnyanja ya
muliro. Wait for the lake of fire.
Ebula bwe yagamba ab'emirembe gino okukkiriza kwaffe kulina okusingawo
okuli. Faith with this generation has to surpass the olden ones.
But yes, that we are kizuule.
Now when Satan discovered that.
N'agamba amakanda tugasimbe ku ntambula z'omuntu.
Let's concentrate on the human destiny.
Olugendo olw'eggulu tulukyame.
The journey of heaven we have but it.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bw'oba otunuulidde olunyolo olw'ekkumi n'essatu.
When you look at verse 13.
Ebulaniya 10 n'emu.
Hebrews 11.
Abebulaniya esuula ey'ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiriro 13.
Hebrews 11 verse 13.
Abo bonna baafiira mu kukkiriza nga tebaweereddwa ebyasuubizibwa naye nga babirengerera wala era nga babiramusa era nga baatula nga bagenyi era abatambuze ku nsi.
Baakitegeera omanyi abasajja abaasooka okukkiriza ba Ibrahimu. Okutuuka ku Yokaana Omubatiza. Abo abaalinga bakkiriza nga bayimirira mu kukkiriza.
And believe.
Nga batambula olugendo lwabwe luno olw'okudda mu ggulu.
Move this their journey to head back to heaven.
Nga baatulira ddala nti bubayiseewo.
And is confessed they were strangers. And they are strangers and aliens in the world.
Nga sebo tebakkiriza lugendo lwabwe kulukyamya.
You don't accept them for part of their journey.
Naye sebo mbire ebyo.
But in those days.
Omwoyo gwa sitaani
guno. The spirit of Satan.
Oguli mu version y'ensolo eno y'okuna.
The version of the fourth beast.
Emitwe omusanvu.
The seven heads.
Ekiringa eky'empologoma.
Which are like the lion.
Obugere obw'eddubu.
The feet of the bear.
Egutuntundu ogusinga nga mabala ga mpologoma.
Greatest portion spot of the leopard.
Gwagenda dda mpaka wali mu Isirayiri ne gusimba amakaana.
Right from Israel and it best there.
Roman Empire.
The Roman Empire.
Esobola okutabulira ddala olugendo lwaffe.
And confused our journey totally.
Ky'ova olidde twali tusoma mu Yokaana mu Matayo 11.
That's when we read Matthew 11.
12.
Verses 12.
Batugambe nti okuva ebiro bya Yokaana.
From the days of John the Baptist.
Kwegamba obwakabaka bw'omuguru
bwalisibwa. The kingdom of heaven has been fought.
N'ababuyingira bawaguzayo lwa mpaka ne bayingira.
Possibly and to enter there.
Olaba bali bategesa abafarisayo.
You see the top, the trap, the
ngano yabawa ebisolo.
For as this the beast had captured them.
Nga bayimirira ku mulyango guyingira mu bwakabaka.
And they stood in the kingdom of heaven.
Nga nabo bwenyini nati bayingira.
And themselves never enter.
Nga nabuli agezaako okujja okuyingira gwe balemesa.
Whoever tries to come to enter, they hinder them.
Ezo nno zaali ddiini za Roman Empire.
Those were religions of the Roman Empire.
Gwe omanyi okugenda nga bawamba n'abaalimu obwakatonda
ne bamubalamu. Capture all even who had the seed of God.
Abafalisaayo ezaalinga eddiini.
The Pharisees were the religions of then.
Nga baakyama dda nga bayimidde ku mulyango oguyingira mu bwakabaka
bwa Mukulu. They stood through the door which enters the kingdom of heaven.
Abooluganda.
Brethren.
Amakulu g'ekigambo ekyo omwoyo guno ogwa sitaani omubi.
The meaning of the word the evil spirit of Satan.
Mu version ey'okuna.
In the fourth version.
Ogwatandika Roman Empire ng'esimbye.
God put the Roman Empire based there.
Gwasimba ku bigere kukyamya lugendo lwaffe lwa ggulu.
Land upon our feet to pervert our journey of heaven.
Okulabika nga tewabaawo ayingira ggulu.
That no one enters heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Naye bwe tunaamala okuddayo ne tubeera ng'abo abasajja abaatusooka.
When we get back be like these men who lived before us.
Naffe ne tukizuula nga wano tuli batuuze baawo.
We discover we are not citizens of this world.
Tumanya nti tukutte olugendo lwaffe okuddayo.
But we know we head on the journey get back home.
Kubanga Bible weeyongera okunnyonnyola egamba.
But when Bible explains it says.
Ebulaniya 10:12.
Hebrews 11:14. Hebrews 11:14.
Abebulaniya esuula ey'ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
Hebrews 11:14.
Kubanga aboogera bwe batyo boolesa nga banoonya ensi ey'obutaka. Olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ettaano. Era singa bajjukira ensi eri gye baavaamu bandibadde n'ebbanga okuddayo. olinyole kumi n'omukaaga. Naye kaakano beegomba ensi esinga obulungi yeey'omuggulu. Katonda kyavaalema okukwatibwa ensonyi ku lwabo okuyitibwa nga Katonda waabwe. Kubanga yabateekerateekera ekibuga.
Yes, you have praised Jesus so much.
We gamba famana okukitegera ne tubikkulirwa.
We will realize and get revealed.
Tiwadde tutambuza ebigere bino eby'omubiri.
Though we move with these physical feet.
Ne wano kuli bayise.
But we are strangers here.
Era tulinotundira nnyo olugendo lwaffe
olw'eggulu. We must look much on the journey of heaven.
Okwolekera ekibuga kyaffe Katonda kye yatuzimbye.
And unto our city God built for us.
Yerusalemu eky'omubiri.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Naye nga omwoyo guno ogwa Sitaani.
But this spirit of Satan.
Ogulabikiramu mu nsolo eno.
Which appears in this page.
Version eyokuna.
The fourth version.
Ogwatandikira mu Roman Empire.
It began the Roman Empire.
Okusimba kwagwo ku bigere by'omuntu.
It's lining up on the human feet.
Kukakasa ng'omuntu olugendo lwe lubula.
Prove that the human being gets lost along his journey.
Okwetoola ensi yonna.
All over the entire world.
Baateekawo kugamba. Mu bire ebyo waliwo obusamizi obw'engeri ez'enjawulo.
Those things were witchcraft in different ways.
Nga tebakuganya wadde n'okutegeera.
They can't accept you even to understand.
Ye wava mu ggulu.
Where you came from heaven.
Omanyi olunaku lumu omwoyo mutukuvu yatulabula n'agamba.
You know what did the spirit explained and told us.
Munywegere omwana mulemu okubula mu kkubo.
Is the son lest to get lost on the way.
Tugamba kiki ekiri mu kkubo lino.
What is along this way?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Kiki ekitubuza mu kkubo lino.
Bigs ask get lost on this way.
Umuyu kwestani kwa tumulira nga kwi wakiri wali we bintu bingi mu nsi.
Peter said put many things in the world.
Ebikwera bizanti na kuvana mu guru.
It makes you forget you came from heaven.
Nenge liko yinzo kuganga tobikulwa na buongo kudda yo.
Don't open your mind.
Kuroza anti jewava.
Think that you came from there.
Ekuli afuka kisubizo.
It became a promise your way.
Tukubulira nga babulira kisubizo chonga te wa mu.
A promise to you yet it's your home.
Kugamba omuntu nga tulinganga abakako omukake jangolo kogende mu ggulu.
Force a human being come get saved get back to heaven.
Kitegeeza omwoyo guno ogwa Sitaani gubeera gwayingira dda mu mitima gyabwe wala nnyo.
The spirit of Satan entered deeper in the human heart.
Ne gukyamya olugendo
lwabwe. And pervaded their journey.
Tuvuna banga bwe yali atulabula omwoyo omutukuvu.
That's why when the Holy Spirit was warning us.
Nga ayita mu Zaburi eno bbiri.
And he passed in the Psalms too.
Olunyo lw'ekkumi paka olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Verses 10 to 12.
Yagamba bw'ati.
He said this.
Zaburi esuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Psalms 2 from verses 10.
Kale kaakano mubeere n'amagezi mwe bakabaka muyige mwe abasala omusango gw'ensi olw'ekkumi n'olumu. Muweereze Mukama n'okutya era musanyuke n'okukankana olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Munywegere omwana aleme okusunguwala nammwe ne mubula mu kkubo kubanga obusungu bwe buli bubuuka mangu. Balina omukisa bonna abamweyo naye.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
Oyo mutukuvu yatugamba.
The Holy Spirit told us.
Munywegere omwana Mukama waffe.
He is the son, the Lord Jesus.
Mulemu okubula mu
kkubo. Don't get lost on the way.
Omanyi tuli mu lugendo.
You know we're in the journey.
Twajja ku nsi kuno.
We came on this world.
Gamba tumisi ekisooka mukaaga musanvu.
First team of 6-7.
Nati twali ita kinna kikutu.
Nothing on this world.
Songa tulina okusimbula okuddayo.
Yet we have to launch get back home.
Naye wano mu kkubo wali emitawaana.
But on this way there are troubles.
Akatebirizamu kuno omwoyo gwa Satan.
Now imagine the spirit of Satan.
Oguli mu nsolo eno ey'okuna.
Which is the fourth beast.
Erabise n'emitwe ng'egy'empologoma
musanvu. With 7 heads like of a lion.
Sitaani ng'awulukuma emirundi musanvu buli lunaku.
Lowers 7 times every day.
Mu ngeri ez'enjawulo.
In the different ways.
Okunoonya gw'azikiriza.
To see whom he destroys.
Amayembe 10.
The 10 horns.
Twalaba ebibinja 10 eby'abamalayika abaavu.
We saw 10 groups of the major fallen angels.
Nga bakola kwegamba obutassa mukono.
And they never raised their hands.
Bakanga bakulemesezza okudda mu ggulu.
Till they have hindered you to get back to heaven.
Ensolo eno okubanga erina obugere obw'eddubu.
This beast hold feet like of the bear.
Twagamba eddubu liri lyali likutta olubiriizi ebiriizi ssatu mu kamwa.
Bear held 3 ribs in its mouth.
Olutegeeza nti taata maama n'omwana.
It means father, mother and the children.
Nabo okubazikiriza.
It destroyed them.
Ensolo eno okuba n'amabala g'engo.
This beast have spots of the leopard.
Teri tosobola kugenda mu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu nga olina ebbala
n'olufuuyiranga
tumanye ekkanisa Mukama waffe Yesu gy'agenda
okutwalayetalina
ebbala newakubadde
oluso
olutalo lwagenda mu maaso okuba oluzibu
ennyobwekituuka
ku lugendo lwaffe
n'olwegulunokulaba
ensolo eno ng'esimbire ddala ku magulu agatambula
omanyi
kati wano olaba nga biringa ebiri ku bigere
bibiri
olowooza bali ku bigere
bino
ne bagamba Sitaani anaakubita entango
olusinziiro
olowooza oba agenda kuluma kisinziiro kino
wa
olugendo olwaggulu Don't
accept you get back to your home country.
Remember,
the world has lived in ignorance of knowing, not knowing their home in heaven. Though we preach as if we promise people, be saved, you will go to heaven. Heaven is not a promise.
Heaven
is our home where we came from.
To
tell you heaven as the promise involves you being perverted. As if they are not in that journey.
Yet
it's the same journey we came from. You are meant to get back there.
If you
be saved, you'll go to heaven. It's lucky, it has some perversions involved in it.
When
you tell your home in heaven you came from there,
they
brought you on the world. How
do
you and then yourself get back home?
But
man, Satan has created many things. Give us plants and the ground where they are to bury you.
They
truly they've never and they can't bury you. Bury that body when you unclothe it. Fruit is spots are many.
You
need to fight for where you will be buried. Your journey was perverted so much.
They ask
you, where are you born?
At the
side of the other side.
In Africa,
Asia, in the Asia,
Europe,
in the Europe, in this nation,
America, somewhere,
in America, in a certain place.
You
came from heaven, your journey got lost.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You know this way he tells us in Jeremiah.
Back
your ways and get back to your home cities. But we don't remember. Jesus tells us where I go, you know the way to there. What?
Don't
know where you're going. How dare we know the way to there? Meaning the ways got perverted so much.
The
human journey got lost. But the spirit of Satan doing that. Satan himself. With his groups of the fallen angels. What move on do that? Look much at the fourth version. Of the fourth beast, the fourth kingdom under the sun, the kingdom of Satan. It appeared in the Roman Empire.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Even Israel, where the light was
coming
of the word of God, that which would have lightened us to get back home.
I've
told you even religions which existed in Israel, they had perverted a long time. When you look at Matthew 23,
Pharisees
stood on the door to the kingdom of heaven, themselves never enter.
And
whoever tries to enter, they hinder them. Let's read in Matthew.
Matayo, esule ya vile mwesatu. Matthew
23, verses 13.
Na yeziri basanga mwe, abawandisi na bafarisayo, bannanfuusi. Kubanga mugalira obwakabaka obw'omuggulu mu maaso g'abantu. Kubanga mwe, temuyingira. Nabo ababa bayingira. Temubaganya kuyingira.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Munanga ne dini ezaliwo.
Even religions which were there.
Manyo ogenda kirabanga kyako maone kati kyekigenda.
You know, you're going to see even now it came back, it's moving on.
Yes, you was with.
Praise Jesus.
Wegamba bo bati omanyo kuyimira nga dini ziliyawe.
No religions being there.
Abakulu abazikulembera.
And the leaders leading them.
Sibute bayingira kwa bayimira muri yango
gwa. Enter in the kingdom, they stand on the door.
Waka waka bo mukuru nga tebabumanyi tebayina
kye bamanyina. Heaven, they know nothing about it.
Linga tebe balinga mbwa abawereza.
They are the ones seeking to minister.
Bibu kwatagana ko
what concerns it?
That came back
up to now, it's moving on.
But the Roman Empire.
The beast of the Roman Empire.
Omoyo gwa Satani,
spirit of the devil.
Munange bugwara kibandi kujja kuba opaka
mushango, it will bring into the judgment.
Ako kuda kwa mkama
wafu Yesu. Till the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Okwo kuno kujja
kwa second coming.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus. Just as you see
religions
today, leading them as if they serve with heaven,
they never enter heaven.
You see them speak with mercy. They speak with mercy.
There were like five religions
those days which stood in this life of God.
They
were the Pharisees, the Sadducees,
the Essenes group,
they were the Alexandrians, and even those of John the Baptist. But the battles were there. John the Baptist with his religion. He baptizes people to enter heaven. And the others on different things.
The heaven is drawn near. What is this one? Don't know heaven.
John with the disciples.
The heaven and the Pharisees got angered. Yes,
praise Jesus.
They know nothing which is in heaven. Now,
they pervert your journey.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You get saved?
You want to go
to heaven?
But they don't preach heaven themselves, they don't know it.
Stand on the door to heaven. Which God has said this? But did they ever hear him speak? You think they have stood there, the elders? They finished heaven, they clothed and they called them rabbi.
Musometa.
Teacher. And they feel good marching.
They have the chief priests.
And names of titles.
But he knows the hecars in heaven.
You're going to be in your houses. You didn't work so much. You are in the chicken's. They don't know of what is in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, welcome to the Roman Empire.
The kingdom of the Roman Empire. The spirit of Satan. In the version of the beast with seven heads, which are like of the lion. Satan laws to destroy. To build, steal, and destroy. The ten horns. By the time we started, we saw groups of angels. Ten groups. Which are led by ten majors. On that beast, it seated on Jezebel. The first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan. The feet are of the bear.
To be able to destroy
father, mother, and the children. Just as we saw the bear with three ribs in its mouth. To hold spots like of a leopard. No saint appears under the sun. But the problem which was, that beast got a wound. of the sword.
Because the Roman Empire, means
the Roman Empire got a problem.
When
it got that problem,
it
made its image.
And
it came back.
It's
called the Roman Catholic.
Let's
briefly get back to Revelation 13.
And
you see the wound it got.
Revelation
13 from verse 1.
Neguyimirira ku musenyu gw'ennyanja. N'endaba ensolo ng'eva mu nnyanja. Erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7. Ne ku mayembe gaayo nga kuliko engule 10. Ne ku mitwe gyayo amannya ag'obuvuzi. Olunya olw'okubiri. N'ensolo gye nnalaba yali efaanana ng'engo. N'ebigere byayo ng'eby'eddubu. N'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma. N'ogusota gwe gwagiwa amaanyi gaayo n'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka. N'obuyinza obungi.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much.
Ensolo eyo,
this beast,
eya Roman Empire,
the Roman Empire,
moyo gwa Satan,
Satan the version,
era nga gwasimba ku bigere,
and it lined up on the feet.
Okusobola okukyama olugendo lw'omuntu
lwonna.
Naye okusinziira mu nnyo
olw'okusatu.
Ensolo eno yafuna
ekiwundu.
Era n'esooka evaawo.
It first disappeared. The kingdom seemed to have disappeared. Let's read and we hear. Revelation 13, verse 3.
Nendaba omutego mu kumitwe gyayo nga gufumitiddwa okufa. N'ekiwundu eky'okufa ne kiwona. N'ensi zonna ne zigoberera ensolo eyo nga zeewuunya.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
This
beast got a wound.
But
he said the wound will eventually get healed.
Minutes
before the wound is healed, they first made an image
of
the beast which got a wound.
This
image to help the other beast to get healed of the wound. The beast of the kingdom of the Romans, the period of the devil of those days, the
wound
still moves on. Getting the wound of the sword.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The
sword is of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's first get down you here.
We
shall see how the wound came about.
Kubikuliwe sule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Revelation 13 verses 4.
Ne basinze ogusota kubanga gwawe ensolo obuyinza bwayo. Ne basinze ensolo nga boogera nti ani afaanana ng'ensolo era ani ayinza okulwana nayo. Olunya olw'okutaano. N'eweebwa akamwa akoogera ebikulu n'obuvuzi. N'eweebwa obuyinza okumala emyezi 42. Neyasamya akamwa ka olunyiriri olw'omukaaga. Neyasamya akamwa kaayo okuvvoola Katonda, okuvvoola erinnya lye n'eweema ye n'abatuula mu ggulu. Olunyiriri olw'omusanvu. Neweebwa okulwana n'abatukuvu n'okubawangula. Neweebwa obuyinza ku buli kika n'abantu n'olulimi n'eggwanga.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much.
Ensolo eyo ejja kubeekomawo.
That beast will be coming back in the short time.
Emanyiddwa nga Roman Empire.
That known as the Roman Empire.
N'okutuukiriza ebigambo ebyogeddwa.
To fulfill his word spoken of it.
Naye mu kiseera kino.
But in this time.
Waliwo ekifaananyi kyayo.
There is its image.
I think it finally you
in that image.
It
came from salvation, the most surprising thing. It seemed like salvation when it was in Rome.
Roman Catholic.
But out of it came the Roman Catholic. And the beast passed through the Roman Catholic.
And
it comes back to reign. Let's read some of the last verses. In this chapter, verse
11.
Revelation 13, verse 11.
Nenda bensoli ndala ng'eva mu nsi. Era yalina amayembe abiri agafaanana ng'ag'omwana gw'endiga. N'eyogera ng'ogusota.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okusinziira ku kifaananyi ekyo.
According to that image.
Wansi eri ojja kulaba ensolo endala erina amayembe abiri.
Down there you will see the beast with two horns.
Tukomezeewo kiri ekitono.
You bring us minimize the other image.
Yes, we are.
Praise Jesus so much.
On
the toys down where the ends. There is beast with two horns like of the Lamb of God. Each two holds spots of the leopards. This is called the false salvation. Appearing like Christ. It seems salvation. When salvation had entered Rome, the beast known as the Roman Empire, the spirit of the devil in that version,
it brought
the wound of the word of God.
His
salvation moved on.
There
awoke false salvation in those days.
He
was able to command to make the image of the Roman Catholic. Though the beast of the false salvation is coming back at the end, maybe you've understood something. When salvation entered Rome, perverted off track, and came in the last beast. Two horns like of the Lamb of God.
It's
what created the image of the Roman Catholic.
And
salvation disappeared and the image came. This is what is going to end up bringing up the real image, the real beast.
That's
the whole salvation you see today.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That one has brought miracles of all forms. That they deceive a human being. Hold on like of the Lamb of God. We got explained that before.
As
being the spirit who appears like that of Christ.
You see them with
the Catholic's prayer and you fall down. Let's finish here. Revelation 13 verses 12.
Nekoze obuyinza bonna obw'ensolo ey'olubereberye mu maaso gaayo. Nesinzisa ensi n'abatuulamu ensolo ey'olubereberye eyawona ekiwundu eky'okufa. Nekola obubonero bunene era okussa omuliro okuva mu ggulu ku nsi mu maaso g'abantu. Nerimba abatuula ku nsi olw'obubonero bwe yaweebwa okukola mu maaso g'ensolo. Ng'egamba abatuula ku nsi okukolera ensolo ekifaananyi erina ekiwundu eky'ekitala n'ebinnamu.
Wano badde bakunywa nga bagamba nti ensolo eno erina amayembe agalinga ag'omwana
gw'enjuba
bulokozi obw'obulimba
bwaliko
mu Roma.
That false salvation, the beast known as Roman Empire, the spirit of the devil in that version, when that gotten a wound, the wound was on the politics. Their politics was messed up. They lost it. We shall get explained of it the next time. The whole salvation entered in the Rome itself.
Now
destroying the rightful salvation which Paul took there.
Constantine
claimed to have entered salvation. Emperor Constantine.
He
came like that beast.
And
he entered salvation. He has saved. After he said to create the Roman Catholic,
Roman Empire,
they made an image for it,
which is called
the Roman Catholic Church.
What
said the same beast? What said let them first make an image? Original beast which got the wound, the Roman Empire. When you hear Roman Catholic Church, you may think they differ with the Roman Empire. But this is an image of the other.
False
salvation which came in the middle is there.
It's
what birthed the Roman Catholic.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And the Roman Empire exists.
But
you pass it through its image. What surprises what we are going to enter? On the feet down you see. The same
Roman Catholic
beast which created the Roman Catholic.
The
full salvation which came in those days. It has come back.
It
came back these days.
What happened in America?
And all religions and beliefs have given up their authority in one religion. That's
why
they are born again. They have become a religion with a religious council. They are in there. Issues of the beast, the Roman Empire, to get its wounds. Make its image
Roman Catholic.
As they pass through the beast with horns like of the Lamb of God, the full salvation. Let's handle it next week. May God bless you. Thanks for coming.